Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday night with us. And we're looking to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we give you thanks, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, please search our hearts. Whatever you're not pleased with, forgive us, oh, God, and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will cover us in your blood and that you will wash us and purify us, Lord, from the inside out. Lord, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch, oh God. We need strength. We need encouragement, Lord. We need you to lift heavy burdens. We need you, oh God, to move in our behalf. Oh God, we need you to go ahead of us and prepare the way for us that we may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to stop by here tonight and make your holy visitation. While this broadcast is going on, Lord, let souls be blessed, be delivered. Let souls be saved. Oh, Lord God, let the backslider return. Oh, Lord Jesus, let the sick be healed. Let miracles be wrought all around. Oh, Lord God, and let your glory be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to please send forth your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our minds, Lord God. Minister unto us through your word and send your anointing, oh God. Anoint the speaker tonight. Oh, Lord, let your word come forth in power and in demonstration. Let your name be lifted up all across the airwaves in the name of Jesus, both near and far. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We pray, Lord God, that you will look on those, Lord, who are bereaved of their loved one or someone close to them, oh God. We ask for comfort and for consolation. Oh, yes, Lord, remember the Carr family. Lord Jesus, be close to them tonight and give them comfort, Lord. Help them through this difficult time and all the bereaved families, Lord, who are going through, my God. Look on Stephen and Terrell and the Allen family, Lord. Yes. We pray for comfort. Oh, blessed Savior. We ask you, oh God, to minister to them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember those who are on the prayer list one by one and name by name, and whatever their request is or whatever they stand in need of, Lord, we know, oh God, that you will and you can supply. Oh, Lord, you're the only one who can work it out, Lord. You're the only one who can fix it, Lord Jesus. And we're looking to you. We're depending on you, Lord God. We're depending on you for everything, Lord. For there's nothing we can do without you, yes, Lord. Without you, we are nothing, oh God. We need you for everything. Help us, Lord God, to acknowledge you in all of our ways. Help us, oh God, to come to you and to bring all of our burdens, to bring everything to you in prayer, not to hold anything back, Lord, but help us, Lord Jesus. And we are asking you, Lord, to continue to bless this broadcast. Oh, God, bless your people, Lord Jesus, everywhere, even the church at large. Look on the leaders, Lord Jesus. Give them visions, give them revelation, oh God, that the church may grow and prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, oh Lord, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it as done, and we
thank you tonight.
We thank you for lending your ear, oh God, and hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for
your presence tonight.
We thank you, oh God, for deliverance. We
thank you
for lifting heavy burdens, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We
thank you,
oh God, for the manifestation of your spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the moving of your spirit. Oh, God,
yes,
ever
God.
Let
thank
your
you,
will be done and have your way. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Zandis, can you read the scripture?
Okay. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. Our opening scripture is taken from the 87th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the 87th number of Psalm reads, "His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all that are all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 87th number of Psalm, the first throughout the seven verses throughout its entirety. And again, we want to thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., and as well as myself, and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingServiceTitle1School1ONE. Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayers at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, at 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Carr family. We lost our beloved Deacon Irvin Carr. We want to also continue to pray for Brother Donovan Darius, for the bereaved Allen family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmund Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmund, and we want to continue to pray for the souls on our youth prayer list as well, for India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those who are requesting prayer. And I want to give the information for Deacon Irvin Lee Carr's homegoing service. It's going to be held this Saturday, December 17th, at the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated on 910 Shelton Avenue. That's in Camden, New Jersey, 08104. The viewing is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. and service will start at 11 a.m. It's just the Lord's will. So we want to continue to keep the family in our prayers, as well as pray for one another. And those are all the emails that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is on, we're going to ask her if she would render us a selection, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you, sis. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if she's not on at this time, I'll just sing a little portion of this song.
Yeah.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me.
Yes.
One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Well, they pierced him in his side. They pierced him in his side. They pierced him in his side for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Well, whipped him all night long. They whipped him all night long. They whipped him all night long for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. And he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I honor the Lord, and to whom honor is due. Thank God for that selection. It was the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. It was for you, for me, you and you. It was for the whole entire world. Amen. Everything that Jesus went through, it was all for us. And I tell you, that's a great sacrifice, and that is a display of love. Amen. Praise be to God. Nothing but love caused Jesus to go up on that cross. Amen. And to give his life for the whole entire world. And I'm so glad that he shed his blood for me. Praise the Lord, that I might live. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I also thank God for the opening scripture that was read, talking about the foundation in the holy mountains. God's foundation is in the holy mountains. He talks about how the gates of Zion, the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Jesus came to us out of the holy city, Jerusalem. Amen. Praise be to God. It was a small city called, a little town called Bethlehem, where the Lord was born. And I can say the truth that I'm glad that Jesus was born into the world. And now we're getting close to that season where people are doing different things, and they're forgetting about the reason for the season. So recognize that Jesus is the reason for the season. He was born, amen, that we might have life. So I'm just excited. I thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done. And we're not going to prolong time any further. But at this time, let us prepare to hear the word of God. Let us put on our spiritual listening ears. Let us open our hearts to receive the word of God. And now at this time, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And as she comes, let us pray with her and for her. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you, Janice. I mean, thank God for this opportunity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your goodness, for your mercy, for sparing our lives and giving us another chance to do your will, to pray and seek your face. We pray that you look on every soul that is on the broadcast. We pray that you touch and bless, strengthen the ill, save and forgive, blot out of transgressions, touch the backsliders, give them a mind to come back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. We know thou art able, we are trusting in you. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. We do honor the Spirit of the Lord, our evangelists on the line, everyone that is on the line. We thank God for you tonight. Let us go to the Word of God. We want to go to the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, 12. And my title tonight is The Word of God. And my theme, it is right. Praise the Lord. The Word of God, it is right.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 4 and 12. For the Word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And also we want to go over to St. John, the 1st chapter, and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth, and the darkness comprehended it not. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the reading of his word. We know, every born-again believer in Christ, know that the word of God, right, because we have tried God, we have tried the word of God, and we found it to be true for ourselves. Hallelujah. We don't have to go on what somebody else is saying, but we are witnesses because Christ came into our lives. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Thing was in the beginning with God. God's Word was there in the beginning. Glory to God. God sent his Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, that we might be saved. And if we receive the Word of God, we can be saved. We will be saved. Once we receive the word of God, the Bible lets us know that it takes faith to receive this word of God. And the Bible says,
amen,
faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You got to hear the word of God. And you take that faith and believe God, and God will work your life. Glory to God. I thank God because he let us know that in the beginning, he was right there in the beginning. The word of God, the word was God. Jesus, he was right there with the Father from the very beginning. And now the Bible tells us that the word of God is quick, is powerful, sharper, two-edged sword. Now, you might have a sword. It might be a two-edged sword, and it might be sharp. But the word of God is even sharper than that two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints. Now, you know, that's pretty strong. These are some strong words. If that word can divide the joints, marrow, that marrow that's in our bones, glory to God. And the Bible said, and is a discerner of the thoughts, intents of the heart. That word knows what is in your heart and what your intentions are. It knows what your thoughts are. But it takes God to reveal it unto individual. The Bible said he revealeth his secret to his servants. Glory to God. You'll find that in Amos. I thank God today because God knows all about us. He knows everything that is going on in our lives. The Bible says in Jeremiah, the first chapter, and I believe about the first verse, the Bible began to speak. But we're going to skip down to the ninth verse. It says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my word in thy mouth. God took his word and put it in the mouth of Jeremiah. And he sent Jeremiah to a rebellious people to speak his word. And Jeremiah began to go forth and let the Lord have his way. The Lord sent him to tear down, to build up. Glory to God. That word of God will tear down everything that's not like God. And it will rebuild you and remake you over again. Glory to God. I think about how God sent Jeremiah down to the potter's house. And the potter, glory to God, began to work on the wheel. And Jesus, glory to God, that potter began to work what that work on that wheel. You know, God began to say, oh, Israel, cannot I, glory to God, do unto thee as this potter hath done unto this clay? God can do it, and he can make us what he wants us to be. He can take his word, and he can pierce between the marrow and the joints, and he can go take his spirit and move between the soul. Glory to God. He can cause that soul to humble down and give their life unto the Lord. That's how powerful the word of God is. And one thing about it, when it's the word of God, it can do something. It can make a change in your life. It can rebuild you. It can give you strength. It can help you to go on. Hallelujah, the word of God is right all by itself. I believe Apostle Paul began to speak to the Romans, and he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. And God said in his word, in the book of Revelation, the first chapter, verse 3, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. We are going through some trying times right now. But the Lord said, blessed
is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Glory to God, and keep those things which are written therein. Time is at hand. That's it. You're going to be happy if you keep the word of God, because when Jesus comes back, the word of God is in you. Then the Lord will take you up. Glory to God. But if we don't have that word of God in us, if we are not living like this Bible says, we will be left behind. 2 Peter 1:19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed unto a light that shineth in a dark place unto the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart. Glory to God. The day that the star arise in your heart. We want the word of God to stay in us. We want it to dwell in us. The Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised the Christ from the dead dwell in you, then by that same spirit, he shall also quicken your mortal body. You'll be able to get up to meet the Lord in the earth. Yeah. For the word of God is quick, it's fast, it's sharp, it's powerful. Glory to God. That's all we need is the word of God. Forget about our words and what we want to say. It's a lot of people making a lot of noise. But glory to God, they're not living what the word of God say to live. They're not doing what the word of God say do. They're just like someone beholding themselves in the mirror. They hear the word of God, but they go forth and forget what the word of God said. The Bible says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Soon as he get finished looking in the mirror, he go away and forget about what he looked like. Lord, the Bible said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Man shall be blessed in his deeds. And that's what I want. I want to be blessed in my deeds. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter, I believe it is, I believe Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel of Christ is the word of God, word that came. Lord God Almighty, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the everyone that believes. You don't have to be no certain color. You don't have to be no certain person. But if you believe, if you are a believer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you will have that power. God will give you that power of salvation. Everyone that believes on the name of Jesus Christ, that's all we have to do. Take God at his word, because God's word, right, word of God, is right all by itself. I don't care what no one else say. If an angel from heaven comes down with some other gospel, don't believe it. because God's word stays the same. It remains the same. And the Bible lets us know before one tittle or one jot of God's word fail, the heaven and earth shall pass away. That's why we stand on God's word. We don't care whether the devil like it or not. We got to preach it, and we got to teach it, and we got to tell them what thus saith the word of God, because that's what's going to save us. It's not going to be any of our words. Word of God. What's going to save people? I tell you, people are deterring from the word of God. They're going in the way of their own. They're putting their own words in, adding the Bible, and trying to take away from the word of God. But the Bible lets us know that if any man add to or take away from this gospel, from the word of God, taken away out of the Bible, it's going to be taken out. Yes, and I tell you, all these plagues be added unto them for trying to add to, take away from God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work. I just thank God today. I'm not going along with the devil and all his junk, all these lies the devil is putting out and saying all kinds of stuff and trying to portray that it's right what they're doing as far as these against it, and I'm going with the word.
Amen.
I don't care who you are, where you come from. Could be a family member, could be a friend or somebody I know. I'm still not going along with it, and we don't have to. The Bible said, lets us know that day and in these times that we are living in, they have killed you. Think that they do God service. And, but I tell you, we're going to have to stand on the word of God if it costs our life. And it's going to cost. It's going to cost our life. And I thank God because I have a mind to hold to the word of God because it's right. The songwriter wrote a song and said, the word of God is right. Somebody's wrong. Glory to God, I know the word of God is right. Come with any other word, I know you're wrong. Glory to God, people trying to teach it, and they got the wrong understanding, and they're teaching the people in the wrong way, leading them down the path of destruction. But we, being the people of God, we have the true word of God. We can teach it. We can preach it. Glory to God. And we can let somebody know that this word of God is right on a stand when everything else is going to happen. The Bible tells us that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God abideth forever. God's word is right. I thank God for the word of God on tonight, and I hope that somebody has received a better understanding of what they are looking for. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer, knowing that prayer changes things, and God is able to bring you to the light. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, glory to God. The Lord is able to save you and bring you on in. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you because your word is right. We thank you because your word is true. Help us to take you at your word. Lead, guide, and direct our path, O Lord. Look on the souls of men, all those out in radio land. We pray that you touch them right now. Touch their hearts and minds. Help them to receive the word of God. Let them know that your word is right all by itself. Help them, oh Lord, to turn from their way and give their life unto you before it's too late. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to draw nigh unto you. calling on the name of Jesus. Let them realize there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you have mercy today. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover tonight. Save, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. We know thou art a merciful God. We need you to touch tonight. We need you to give strength tonight. In the name of Jesus, renew somebody. Help them to seek your face. Help them to come to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch in a special way. Oh, my God. Cleanse and make every wind whole. Filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Help somebody, oh, Lord, to turn around and give their life to you. Help them to come back to you, oh, Lord. Those who have strayed away and gone in their own way, have mercy on them tonight. Help them to come back to you, Lord, and give their life to you before it's too late, oh, Lord. Help somebody to come to themselves. In the name of Jesus, let them realize they're walking in the wrong path, and they need to turn and give their life to you. We know you can do it. We pray that you look on every soul that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch, that you will save, that you will heal, forgive, and deliver. Lift heavy burdens. Look on those who are bereaved. Comfort their souls. Send consolation. Have mercy today. Look on the youth, oh, Lord. Touch them, oh, Lord. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Help them to give their lives to you, even in their youth. Help them to seek your face in the name of Jesus. Look on Stephen and Terrell. Change their hearts and minds, oh, Lord. Help them to seek your face. Help them to run for their lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Jesus, and we know thou art a deliverer. We believe you. You've done it before, and you can do it again. We are waiting on you. We are looking to you. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. We know you cannot fail. Help us today, oh, Lord. Help us to stand on your word. Don't let us take down. Don't let us go along with unrighteousness. But help us to stand firm on the word of God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord. Even if it costs our life, help us to hold on to the word of God. Help us to endure temptation. For when we are tried, oh, Lord, help us to go through. We thank you for this prayer today. We thank you for this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless us and go with us. Stand by us, ever lead and guide us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now at this time, we're going to hear from our evangelist Sheila Hameen. This part of the broadcast is into her hands.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful and very timely message coming through Evangelist Maybell. She preached the word of God, brought out so many beautiful scriptures talking about the word of God. And that word of God is pure. And she said for her theme, the word of God is light. And if we have the word of God in us, then we have that light. Amen. All the darkness goes away. God takes away that darkness. And just to think about how she described the word of God being sharper than any two-edged sword. That word cuts deep, dividing the soul asunder from the spirit, the joints and the marrow. That word is sharp. Glory be to God. Amen. And I thank God for the word of God because it's needed. That word is needed. The enemy is trying to get us to compromise.
Yes,
trying to get us to go along with everything that's not like God.
Yes,
trying to put darkness in our way and cover our eyes. But we have to keep that word in us.
so that we will have light. Without the word of God, we are in darkness. We are lost. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God because the word of God is right. Amen. The word of God, I don't care what note, like she said, the song says, the word of God is right. Somebody else is wrong. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to correct that. I said the word, it is light, but it is right. Amen. The word of God is right.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. It's also light. It gives us light. But
amen.
I thank the Lord for this powerful message on tonight. So don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. Don't be ashamed of the word of God. The word of God is going to change your whole life. It's going to give you what you need in order to be saved.
Amen.
And if you desire to have eternal life, you want to know what's right. Some people out here, they're deceiving people.
Yes.
There's falsehood going on everywhere. False prophets rising up all around, as the Lord has prophesied. And it is coming to pass, and we are seeing it every day.
Yes.
Somebody is leading people astray. Somebody is not telling the word of God like it's supposed to be. They're sugarcoating it. They're watering it down. They're adding what they want to add to it.
Yes.
And like I said, if you add something to it, God's going to add all the plagues to you. If you take something from it, you know, you're going to have this taken away from you, even from the book of life.
Amen. That's
right. We don't want to do anything wrong. Amen. But allow God to speak because his word is right.
Amen.
Now, I just want to say to you that may continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in your life. Now I want to say to everyone listening, the word of God is right. Don't believe anything else. Just take the word of God and believe it, receive it, accept it, and you can be saved. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks for Evangelist Khadija or any other clergy who might be on the line. You may give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, saying that the word of, talking about the word of God, it is right. And as you begin to read, I begin to think the word of, it's a lot of things. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharp. It's a discerner, and it is right. And while she was preaching, that's sort of the same thing, the same song that, the word of God is right. Somebody's wrong. Somebody's out of the word. And they'll try to make it, make the word of God fit their lifestyle. But they're wrong.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, then the word of God's not going to fit it because the word of God is right.
Amen.
And how, and you know, the word, that should be, again, different scriptures that you brought out, how the word is God. So how can it be anything other than right? Because God is right. This was a very beautifully inspiring message. I want to say to Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Any other remarks or anyone else on the line? Clergy? If not, I know my Bible is right. Somebody else is wrong.
Amen.
Somebody else is wrong.
Yes.
Somebody is wrong. Well, I know my Bible is right. Somebody else is wrong. Oh, somebody else is wrong. Because the Bible is right.
That's right. That's right, Matt. Want to hear from Sister Rhoda?
The Lord, I did want to thank the Lord. God is so good to us, our brothers
yes,
and sisters.
He
has reminded us about the power in his word. Truly speaking, the word of God is powerful.
Yes.
God has sent the word of God to us in many, many needs. Be it healing, blessings, deliverance, whatever we need. We have to quote the word of God. Yes. I remember very well some years back, somebody gave me poison. Deadly poison. What I did, I got hold of my stomach. I went to Mark 16. I said, Lord, you are sending your word. Even if we eat and drink deadly poison,
yes,
we change it to water. When I quoted that word, believe it or not, I started throwing out. Everything came out.
Yes, Jesus, change it,
it became water. Whatever kind of poison came out, it came out. And I was completely healed, brethren. The person who gave me that poison could not believe it. He was shaking, ran away from me.
Mm.
So let us learn to use the word of God. Be it a sickness, if it is a pain, whatever you're undergoing, just call the word of God. Lord Jesus, you took my sicknesses, my diseases, my infirmity, my pains. Lay your hands on that pain. Call the word of God. The word of God will just perform whatever you need. May the Lord bless you so much, woman of God. Continue preaching the word of God. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the song that advantage. I mean, saying yes. I enjoyed that. And the remarks coming to our evangelists on tonight concerning that word. Thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda in the words that she spoke on tonight. And that Bible is right. I don't care what nobody say. The Bible said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And as she stated, it came up, all of it came up out of her. The Lord let it come up out of her. And I tell you, that's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, God is true to his word, and he will do just what he said he would do. And I had a little song that the Bible is right. Somebody's wrong. The Bible is right. Somebody's wrong. The Bible is right. Somebody's wrong. Somebody's out of the word. That's right. The Bible is right. And somebody else is wrong. You come with something else, you wrong. I don't care what you say. Glory to God. I thank God for this service on tonight. And if that's all, we're going to let you go tonight. We thank God for every one of you. And we look forward to being back.
You.
Thank the Lord. And we're looking forward to being back Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. That's all. Okay. God bless you and good night.
Good night. Bless you too.
Good night.
Amen.